It's time to step into the more that God has for you. This is Eunice Lai, and I would like to welcome you to today's episode of Beyond the Building with Laura Perino and Debbie Keever of the Beyond Women's Conference.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is Debbie Keever with Laura Perino, and we are jumping into April, a new season of podcasts. I just didn't even make that a pun, but I did. It's a new season. And the topic is on seasons. It's not only a new April, but it's a new season, isn't it, Laura? With everything warming up. But I want to preface something. Laura and I prayed about the topic for April, and the Lord planted in our heart seasons. Now, this was like, you know, a month out was going to be April. And Laura, in the past month, for you pretty recently, and for me, literally for me, it was yesterday that we from recording this, one phone call can change your life dramatically and shift you, launch you, propel you into a new season that, I don't know about you, but I didn't know that was going to come so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so what we're sharing in this month on seasons, not only is it's such a powerful topic, but you and I are, we're living it, and the emotions are right under the surface, you know? So I feel like God was saying, Debbie and Laura, you're going to need this series on seasons. Put it in April, because he knew over the past month for you and 24 hours for me, not even 24 hours, that Debbie, you're going to need to teach and live what you're experiencing right now. So I just think that's important for people to know a little backstory.
Absolutely.
Because I was thinking of, you know, seasons that change. I don't know what it's like in Tennessee, but I had the windows open today and it was mm-hmm. warm, and it was finally able to get the grandkids out, the dogs out.
Yeah.
Start feeling stir crazy. And yet I know myself, come September, I'll be like, gosh, I just needed to cool down.
Exactly. It's so funny about seasons, because sometimes the season that we're in, like you were just saying, we don't necessarily really appreciate it. And I know in my story, and I'm sure it's your story too, and so many others, I remember being in junior high school and couldn't wait to be like in high school. And then all of a sudden you're a freshman and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm the little guy. I can't wait to be a senior, and wanting to drive when you're a sophomore. It just feels like there's so many milestones. You just can't wait to get there. I remember when I was 16 and I couldn't wait to get my license. I got my license. I couldn't wait to get my job. I got my job and I worked at Arby's for almost 5 years. It's just funny how we just anticipate those things, constantly looking for the next.
Yeah. And then I couldn't wait to get to college. And then I couldn't wait to get the sophomore year to room with you.
Right. That's a win.
That was a win. All right. So that was a good season.
Turnaround. It was a win for me. Yeah.
But by senior year of college, I just wanted to get out of Dodge because I had a new season coming.
Yep. I get it. And then I remember spending so much time after I was no longer in college, you know, wanting to be married. And then once I got married, I wanted to have a family. And we know that season for me, if you know my story, you know, lasted much longer than I thought it was going to, that desiring to be a mom and have a family. And wow, it was just about like 4.5 years. And in 1998, on December 15th, God granted that, and that season came to an end. And another one started, right?
Another season. Yeah. And here you are with grandbaby and a daughter married, and it's a new season again. Right. I think people talk about Ecclesiastes, you know, the book of there's nothing new under the sun, right? Like seasons are part of life. And the most popular, I guess, passage when you think of seasons is in Ecclesiastes 3. But it runs through, right? Through everything, there's a season and a time for every matter or purpose under the heaven. And then it starts listing it, right? A time to be born, to die, to plant, to pluck up, to kill, to heal, to break down, to build up. I mean, it's like you can laugh, you can cry, you can mourn. There's a time to dance. It goes on and on and on with examples of seasons.
But one of the things that I love about that word for seasons, Debbie, and you just kept saying there's a time for this and a time for that, a time for this. That word season in the original language in the Hebrew is actually a word that means an appointed time, you know, which is interesting for us, because I don't know about you, but in spring where we're sitting right now, sometimes it still feels like winter, right?
Yeah.
But seasons that God ordains and sets up in our lives, right? They are for an appointed time. It's not like one day you're in this season and the next day you're in that, and then you go back and forth. It's an appointed time. And I think that's really cool, because sometimes we get into a season like me waiting for my daughter, you know, wanting to be a mom, where we think that season is never going to end. Like, this is just the way it's always going to be. But it's important for us to recognize that the place that we're in right now is not our forever state, right?
Right.
It's an assignment for the moment that we're in.
And let's keep building on the truth that we know about God. We know that He has a purpose for that moment, for that appointed time. We also know that He never leaves us or forsakes us. So in that appointed time, He's present and He's always teaching us in the moments. He's always wanting to reveal His heart to us in those moments. And He's kind of building spiritual muscles if we'll cooperate, right? If we'll cooperate in that moment, He's building our spiritual muscles because He knows how that muscle is going to benefit us in the future, you know? So what if, Laura, we missed the moment, the appointed time teaching moment, because I'm so focused wanting to move forward, or honestly, where I'm feeling right now, wanting to stay where I am because I like where it is. But you know what I mean? What if I am so focused forward or backwards that I'm missing the teaching moment of the appointed time today?
Yeah, that's so interesting. I think it's really a challenging word, but I can relate to that so much in my own story, because getting to the other side, you know, my husband's a pilot. And during those years of waiting for Emily to come, all I could focus on was the fact that I didn't have what I wanted. And I was waiting for this season to end. And it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe Emily got in middle school or high school, where I realized all of the gifts I had been given in that season, right? Mm-hmm. That I didn't recognize. I was traveling the world with a husband who's a pilot. And I look back and I think I missed the moment or the teaching, right, that God was wanting to do in my heart during that season, because I couldn't stop focusing on the next one. Just makes me laugh again. I love these stories about being a mom, because thinking of all the nights that I wanted Emily to be done with a particular season, I just remember she had to wear shorts or pants to school, preschool, you know, when she, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and she would only wear a dress. And so the fight that it was every Tuesday and Thursday morning, I was like, when is this going to end? And now, oh, there was so much joy in that moment. That was such a good, good moment. And I know I'm not alone, right? It's it's the same for all of us as moms, or whether you're a mom or an aunt, or you're not even having contact with kids at the moment, the place that we're in, we often look at it as a thing we can't wait to get out of.
Yeah.
And yet there's so much joy we don't want to miss.
And like you said, Laura, it's season and you pass through it, right? We know that we've passed through. Teek and I have said to each other recently, you know, we made it to spring, because we're not winter birds. We just don't thrive in the cold. So we've made it, you know, we're still married and we still like, you know, we've made it, but you don't live forever in that moment. But then you and I will never get, look, we'll never get back the moment we have right now recording this podcast. But once the moment's done, you pass through it. Like, you don't get to go back and redo it again.
That's right.
And so I believe that we need to shift our perspective. Now, I am speaking this to myself, you know, because I'm working through this and I hope I don't burst out in tears sharing it, you know, but it's, I need to shift my focus to, man, I wish that this would like not change, or I wish this would pass soon. And instead, steward with excellence the moment that I'm in right now. Psalm 90 verse 12 in the NIV says, teach us, man, I'm going to put this for myself. Teach me to number my days so that I may gain a heart of wisdom. And if I personalize it in the New Living Translation, it reads like this: teach me, Debbie, to realize the brevity of life that I may grow in wisdom.
I mean, you know, we love the Word of God, and that is a powerful passage in both translations. It really speaks to my heart too. And I think it's so key for us to begin to shift our perspective to align with that verse, especially when we're going through a circumstance or a season we weren't expecting. And like you said, when the phone rings and all of a sudden the season has changed, which happens, it's taking it down to the fact that, you know, how many times do you hear the days are long, but the years are short? You know, and it's so true. It's taking it our perspective and saying, in this year, in this month, in this day, in this moment, Like mm-hmm. this moment matters. Mm-hmm. And I have to steward this moment well so that I can stay present in order to not miss what God wants to teach me in that moment or the joy he wants to give us. Mm-hmm. You know, we can always learn from every moment. There's also this joy that we can find in each moment, even in the hard ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a funny memory, Laura, of because I roomed with you. I was dating my husband when we were roommates, and we had been dating like a year and a half or so. And you just know when you start to know mm-hmm. that this could be the guy. And so I was in physical therapy school, was not easy. I really needed to be paying attention, but instead I'm practicing Mrs. Debbie Kiever, Mrs. Deborah Marjorie Kiever. Like I just kept practicing my name. I'm sure I was not present in the class.
Yeah.
I was there in body, but my brain was somewhere else. And I feel like we can do the same thing like with God. My body is here. I may be looking at you, but I'm not really home because I'm thinking about something else. But I look at you remembering writing my name in the side of those journals.
Oh, it's so easy to do that, Deb. It's so easy to not be present. And I think the challenge for so many of us now in any of our relationships is with our phones or our devices, right? Yes. We can very easily lose the present moment because we mm-hmm. are stuck in something that isn't really a true reality that's going on.
Yeah.
And so what I love about is that he is completely different than anything that we can be doing to get stuck in order to avoid moments. Like God is present in every moment. I feel like there are many times where I can get on my phone and start doing something, whether my granddaughter's there or anybody else is there, or there's things that need to get done, like cooking the dinner. And I realize I wasn't present in the time I was supposed to be doing something else. But the good thing about God, or one of the good things about God, is he's omnipresent, right? He never, ever, ever zones out. He never, ever gets preoccupied with something else or goes into something that isn't valuable and leaves us alone. He's constantly attending to us. He's constantly with us, whether it's in the past, the present, and the future.
He's also eternal. I mean, you and I are limited by time. God is not limited by time at all. His heart for us is always, always good. So if I think about this, his perspective is complete. Nothing's going to ever limit him. Mm-hmm. And his heart for me is always good, which means anything he's allowing in my life is for my good. Mm-hmm. And he wants to teach me and give me wisdom in the moment and lead, like give me wisdom on what to do. He's leading me through it. Mm-hmm. But how much am I missing what he wants to say because I'm worried,
mm-hmm.
right? Or I'm angry with somebody, or I'm rehashing, well, someone should have done this differently, or regrets or things like that. I'm just discontented, zoning out. And man, I think if I could just be more present, I know this is true. If I could be more present, God, you see what's going on and shift my focus to you. I need to learn from you in the moment. I think that those seasons of transition, right, from one season to the next, is going to be smoother. Mm-hmm. There's going to be less stress in it. And it's going to be more fulfilling. And you said a big key. There's more joy. And I need to just stop looking at the idea of if I could just get through this.
Absolutely. And that really takes us back to the passage in Psalm 90. And I love this because, you know, it's teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. And I think that there is something to a prayer when we're going through something hard. And sometimes I pray, like, can we just get through this quickly? Or God, just please let this go through really quickly. Like, I just want to get to 4, if something's happening at 3 o'clock, I just need to get to 4 o'clock, right? Or I just need to get to the end of the day. And sometimes that's the prayer. Can I just get through this? But I love this verse because it doesn't say, teach us the brevity of life. It says, teach us to realize the brevity of life, right? To come to an understanding. And I think, Deb, that we grow in wisdom as we realize the brevity of life. And I think it's interesting because one of the ways that we realize the brevity of life is going through the things that we don't necessarily want to go through, right? Because on the other side, we kind of look back and say, like, what in the world? Where did that just go? We realize the brevity of life when that goes. But when we're actually living in the moment and recognizing the moment that we're in, stewarding it well, it's like, Or prayer becomes, what treasures do you have for me in this moment that I am in? I don't want to miss them if I just cruise through it. It's sometimes like, you know, we always say, why doesn't God answer some of our prayers? Well, you know what? There's something in the middle. He is answering the prayer by leading you through the thing, not making you jump over it because you don't want to cruise through it and miss out what God has for you now, waiting for the next season.
Laura, you and I love looking at scripture that we've probably taught on, we've read it a bunch of times, and then the Holy Spirit gives you one more time to look at it and you see something new. And I was looking back in Genesis 28, 16 to 19. Now, just some context, right, for this particular passage. This is Jacob, son of Isaac, brother of Esau, and he's on the run because he just duped Esau, right, out of his birthright. So this is where we pick up in the story of Jacob. He's left Beersheba. He's on his way to Haran, and it's nighttime. And this is where he lays down. He puts his head on the Sleep Number rock, and begins to have a dream. So this is where this passage is picking up, if you recall it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do. And during the night, Jacob has this dream. And kind of reminds me that we just did finish up a series on dreams, which if you haven't listened to that,
it was good.
I have gotten so much feedback, Deb. I'm not sure what you've heard too, but I've gotten so much feedback on the dream series, including feedback from myself, because I definitely have been using what we were teaching. But in this dream, he dreams about angels, the angels of God, right, ascending and descending on this huge ladder that goes from earth up to the heavens. And in his dream, the Lord speaks right to Jacob's heart about giving him the land that he is sleeping on and about the huge number of descendants that he's going to have and about God's blessing over his life.
So let's pick up in verse 16. Let me just read it because I'll read it to you and then I'll tell you the line that really jumped off the page to me. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place and I was not aware of it. That is the verse that caught my attention. Surely the Lord is in this place and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and he said, how awesome is this place? There's none other than the house of God. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Man, what a location in that moment, right? Like the house of God, the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone that he had placed under his head and he set it up as a pillar and he poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Like, did you catch it? He's on the run, right? And the situation is not comfortable. He's on the run. His head is on a stone. I think he's probably thinking, I had a nice pillow back where I came from.
But
his response was, God is in this place. And I had no clue. I missed it.
Yep. That is amazing. And I think that there are so many takeaways from this podcast, but I think that is a huge takeaway, Deb, because in every season that we go through, the ones that we love, and then the ones that we hope we could just rush through. If we're being honest, sometimes we just want to go through quickly and we can zone out just like Jacob did. And we can turn around just like Jacob did and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I wasn't aware of it. Like our prayer should be, Lord, you are present in this place. Let me be aware on it, right? We don't want to sleep through the reality that God is in the place that we're in the season that we're in, and we were unaware of it.
I think when we're in the season, whether it's the comfort of the tent, right, that was comfortable, or running or with the rocks, my eyes need to keep going on the Lord. I'm looking, God, because you never change and you are teaching me something. Amen. And what do you want to show me? And I'm listening, I'm looking and I'm listening. We talked about in Habakkuk, right? I'm looking to hear what the Lord will say to me. I'm all this, gosh, Laura, all this is just coming together, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's like this, I want to capture what you're trying to teach me in this particular moment.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but with the 24 hours we've had here as a family, that sounds like a journal. Sounds yes. like I need to just take this whole podcast and just go That's make a right. quiet time out of it. Yeah, probably do totally a reads should. On it, right? So we totally, can hear what the Lord is speaking.
Totally, totally should. Well, as we wrap up today, our first episode on our month of seasons, it's just important for us to remember that we want to be people who are looking for his presence, right? Mm-hmm. Listening for his voice and experiencing his presence in all of the seasons of our lives.
Yes.
I think that's really a key as we jump into seasons and continue here. We've got a special guest with us next week, and then we've got some fun lessons after that as well. But next week we'll have with us Valerie George. Valerie is not new to be on the building. We have had her on the podcast in the past. She is a joy. She's part of Deb's Bible Study in Ocean City, New Jersey. And I am excited to hear from her as she looks at Psalm 23 and talks about seasons with the shepherd, which that just gives me goosebumps right there. So join us next week for Val George with us, Debbie and myself. We're looking forward to seeing you there and hope that you have a really blessed week as you enjoy and steward the season, this moment that you're in today.
We believe that God will use what was shared to encourage you as you step into the more that He has prepared for you today. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, remember, you were created for more.